Well, I want to ask you in a couple of minutes that we have remaining with you so you can make it to your next event on time, and that is energy production in this country. Texas, of course, being very important in the oil industry. What do we do for domestic energy production so we're becoming less dependent on foreign sources of energy?
Right. Well, we're blessed in this country to have a substantial amount of energy resources, particularly underground, and what we're doing is we're finding that we have huge deposits of natural gas and oil in places that we didn't even know it before because the technology is now becoming so advanced. The Marcellus Shale up in Pennsylvania, for instance, and obviously out in the Gulf of Mexico. And this administration is putting policies in place that are basically making us be more dependent upon foreign sources of oil, people that would do us harm if they were given the opportunity. And, you know, whether it's an activist EPA or whether it's the Department of Interior who are trying to lift a little lizard out in West Texas over the Permian Basin, one of the most prolific oil and gas producing states, we need an all-of-the-above energy policy. We need to be talking about how we can build the nuclear plants that are permitted in Texas, give the green light to build these plants. And, you know, obviously we have the technology to build them safely, one of the cleanest forms of energy that there is. The Texas leads the nation in wind energy. I was just in Iowa yesterday, and, you know, Iowa's the number two wind energy producing state. So we have an administration is doing everything it seems to make it more difficult for us to be independent of these countries. And, you know, in the height of all of this, I mean, the height of hypocrisy here, from my perspective, is while it's almost impossible to get a permit to drill in the Gulf of Mexico, the president went to Brazil here a month, 6 weeks ago, and handed them a $2 billion check for them to get in the offshore drilling business.
Right, and so that we can become their best customer.
It's just amazing. I don't understand it.
It is. Governor, I also want to ask you about one more issue, this one particularly big in New Hampshire, and that is a way to bring energy from Canada via the Northern Pass Project to bring a foreign source of energy into the state, which is currently going through the federal permitting process. Is there anything that you know about that so far, or what your comments might be?
You know, I understand the great concern. We had some of the same issues. Now, this was not foreign-generated electricity. This was down in the Lower Colorado River Authority, which also produces energy in central Texas. And we've built substantial wind energy farms out in far west Texas, bringing that energy into the metropolitan areas where the people live. Required some substantial build-out of our transmission lines. And we had some of the very same issues that are going on here in New Hampshire of, you know, cutting across some very pristine, beautiful hill country. And what we did is that we sent a clear message through the agencies that oversee this that we were going to follow the existing right-of-ways as much as possible, even if it costs a little bit more money. That was the right thing to do. But getting to the bigger issue here, I mean, I know, you know, the New Hampshire, the state of and the voters will clearly send a message, here's where we want these lines to go. And they need to listen to that. I mean, this is a beautiful state. You don't need to be building these lines in places where it's obviously going to impede the view and the beauty, et cetera. But the bigger issue is, are there better ways to get our energy than from foreign sources? And I think the answer is yes. You know, you're going to have to deliver it through power lines. I understand that. But we need to be looking at biomass. We need to be looking at solar and wind. And you know, we used incentives to get those going. Once they mature, then obviously those incentives go away. But having a broad portfolio, but natural gas, I mean, there's copious amounts of natural gas being discovered that we had no idea was there 10 years ago. Get those sources and bring that gas to the different parts of the United States. I mean, we're finding 10 years ago we thought we were about to run out of energy. What we found now is we've got years and years and years of energy right here. We need to have a domestic energy policy that says we're going to do everything we can to safely and appropriately and to bolster the economy of America, use our energy sources that are American-made.